88. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
I guess we are going to do a radio broadcast today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Rick's with us today. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. It's nice to be here, Vincent.
Yeah, and Nathan is operating the controls in Minnesota. And, Rick, it's great to be with you. You know, Rick, I wanted to ask you something. I've never asked anybody, and I've never even said this publicly before, but I think it's about time. Back in the 1950s, the late 1950s, our family decided, when I was a very young child, my parents decided that it was time to get a television set, a black and white television. And they put it in a room in the home where my dad said, you can't be any closer than 10 feet from can't be any closer than 10 feet from the CRT tube because it's dangerous. And so I learned to watch television from a distance. But where I was, there was a rug on the floor, and I would lie on the floor. And most young children during that time would lie on their stomachs, feet stretched out behind them, with their elbows propping up their heads. But I didn't watch television that way. I watched television on my side with a pillow under my head, and the pillow would be preventing my hands from going behind my ears, so my ears wouldn't stick out like a lot of young people. They trained their ears to stick out. But I would press my ears against my head with the pillow. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because maybe some parents might want to pay attention to that. But when I watched television, I was at 90 degrees off axis. So I was sideways to the television. Now, here's my question, Rick. I would find myself falling asleep very quickly watching television. Now, is it because my brain would have to convert that image 90 degrees? You know, rotate it 90 degrees because the television was vertical and I was horizontal watching it. And to this day, it is almost impossible for me to watch television or, you know, a video of some kind. I don't watch television per se over the air TV or satellite TV. Because I'm 90 degrees off axis, is that what puts me to sleep?
Looking with your elbows propped up, you know, the image is actually upside down, and your brain has to go through a rotation to make everything look balanced and normal. And so you are just 90 degrees from there in converting, you know, the imaging. Actually, it was probably the flicker rate of the TV setting up a brain entrainment. And that's what why most people fall asleep at watching TV, is it's a kind of brain entrainment. Plus, TV's mindless to begin with, so, you know, I remember TVs when they had a very small 6-inch screen and it was green and white. That's how old I am.
Well, Rick, I remember maybe a 12-inch green and white. And
yeah, 12-inch. Yeah, it was a 12-inch screen. That's right. 1 foot screen, yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's a long time ago. And it was howdy doody time, you know, with Clara Bell.
Yes.
And Princess, yeah.
Yeah. And when that television was turned off, powered off, there would be a green dot in the center of the screen for a few seconds. It was not instant off.
Yeah, and it was Rod Serling's thing. You gotta watch that, you know.
and it was certainly not instant on.
It was almost
45 to 60 seconds for a television to power up back then, because the tubes had to, what they called, warm up. So they were powered by electron tubes, and they had a filament that would warm up like the filament or element in your toaster. It would take a few seconds to start that process to warm up. And when the tubes warmed up, then they would operate. They were not instant on like transistors and integrated circuits.
It's crazy where technology and how quickly it has gone in evolving into what we have now with plasma screens and the rest of it. It's really a different universe.
Rick, do you think, since you mentioned that, do you think it's possible that we reverse engineered a lot of our electronics? Here's what I mean by that. We had the vacuum tube probably in its infancy, starting around the 1900s, the early 1900s. There was types of vacuum tubes and experimenting with glass bulbs with a vacuum in them and electric devices inside there. Then we went in the 1950s, the early 1950s, we started working with transistors.
Selenium rectifiers at first, where current could go one direction but not the other. So
right.
It's like a gating system for logic.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is around 1950, after the 1947 crash at Roswell, do you think it's possible, Rick, that we got some of this wreckage and said, wow, what the heck is this? Let's look at this. Let's reverse engineer this, whatever it is. And that is, could that be what was the reason why we went from a very slow evolution in vacuum tube technology to solid state electronics where we had the transistor?
Monolithic circuits. I can say several things about that. When I was in grad school at MIT, I noted that there were several competitive technologies for space, computers in space. And Corning had developed fluidic devices using NOR-NAND logic as opposed to AND or NOT that would allow what later became object-oriented software, the idea of grouping similarities and differences, like Bohm would suggest in his math. And it always surprised me that we went toward monolithic circuits, later called, transistors, and then from transistor it went to, a different kind of chips. I actually was hired out of high school, and when I did undergraduate work, I actually started studying that phenomena in the early 60s and then did graduate work in solid-state physics under R.V. Murray. Was it reverse engineered? Frankly, I don't know. What I do know is that there were choices, and at that time, the use of glass and etching small pathways for air in glass and stacking the glass into Schmidt triggers and things like that was smaller and more efficient than monolithic circuits. Further, they were better in space because of gamma rays and other kinds of high-end particles that would cause lattice defects in the solid-state physics devices. There's no protection against that. And so there is what we call a half-life on solid-state physics devices of 8 years. Basically, we have in our current systems of solid-state physics a checksum error function where we reproduce a given calculation a million times to get an averaging top automobile going dark because of the sunlight hitting it, causing it to discolor. Those are called color centers, and they will affect the accuracy of a computer to the point where certain kinds of chips were not used in accounting. And that is a reality. And one of the reasons they probably went to solid-state physics, aside from the reverse engineering, you know, I have to look at it. If that was reverse engineering, it'd be sort of like aliens leaving flintlocks for us in the rain. I mean, it doesn't work very well in space and limits how quickly we can evolve in a system of information transfer. Today, that whole universe is exploding so quickly that they're able to make terabyte drives now that could fit on your watch. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And, of course, all of this is subject to an ELF spike or, even worse, the sun. And the sun is, in fact, affecting. I remember when we had an X-band discharge off the sun a couple of years back, and there were 50,000 mobile phones that went dead up in Toronto just from one spike like that. We're on a very precarious path with our technologies and need to absolutely rethink things like nuclear energy.
Rick, you mentioned R.B. Murray. Now, there's a location in New Jersey, and it's called, Bell Labs, Bell Laboratories, AT&T Bell Laboratories, and Bell Telephone Laboratories. Those are the names of the companies that have been there. They're in a location called Murray Hill, New Jersey. Now, is that the R.B. Murray?
He got a Nobel Prize for that. He was the one I did my master's under. He was the world authority in gallium arsenide. You know, you and I talked about Africa, and there's your African connection with the alkali halides. All they come, you know, gallium, indium. Those places, the only places they come from is Africa right now, and it's like blood diamonds. And so there's a lot of pushing and shoving, if you will, in getting access to those mines for that kind of extremely important material that's used in cell phones. And when you realize that one point...
Rick, we're going into a break.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about electronics, and we talked about Murray Hill, R.B. Murray. It seems that that area of New Jersey was named after the inventor, R.B. Murray, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller studied under him. And my question was to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, did we reverse engineer some of the crash materials that we found from Roswell in 1947, because it looked like vacuum tubes were in vogue up to that point. Then all of a sudden, we went from vacuum tubes to solid-state electronics with gallium.
I remember was that little jar with what they call a solar vane that would take light and cause this energy to spin a little vane in vacuum inside. That was the first thing out of Bell Labs. But even more than that was the fiber optic part of it that came out, and where we're going with fiber optics now and the movement of light, controlling light beams through fibers. And I have to tell you, I don't remember where that, you know, usually there's a gradual study of technical papers that lead to this. And those two things, the forbidden zone concept of gallium and arsenic interfacing each other to form a computer register, and fiber optics, they came out of nowhere. I don't know that Roswell actually happened the way everybody says it did. I can tell you that there are, like, the Venata, and there's a movie you ought to watch that's unbelievable. They discovered another artifact in Afghanistan last year, which is the Venata. It's a flying machine that somehow was captured into what they call a time well. And there's a movie, sci-fi, happened with the SEAL unit that went in and life was lost trying to discover it, called the Objective. And the Objective was to find out this mythical thing that's been in place in Afghanistan for thousands of years. It's got a history of it. That's what we did, would go in and find artifacts like that that might have been either spacecraft and or old technology from previous civilizations like Japan that had been lost in history, like Atlantis or the Greece. I can tell you that Roswell itself might have been more about a biological attack from Japan. At the end of the war, when we had dropped the nuclear bomb, Japan released a bunch of weather balloons with biological weapons. Most of them crashed in the ocean. However, several actually made it to our coastline here in Oregon and are well documented. I suspect that Roswell might have been one of those. However, when you start looking at some of the other UFO sightings in Mexico and in the Florida Everglades, I don't know what that all means. I've never worked in those areas of paranormal, but I actually have experience looking at an artifact. I was at the University of Chicago, and I saw technology that we don't have. Now, where did that come from? I have no idea. It might have been from aliens, might have been from humans in our past history. You got to realize that Germans were always fascinated with trying to come up with old technologies that had been lost. That was their whole thing, was about that. And that's what Antarctica was about. That was, you know, there's a lot of history that we won't ever really know because nobody reported it. It was suppressed. And I don't know what it all means, but I can tell you that solid-state physics is an interesting concept, but it's also got some severe limitations, which means that if it was given to us by aliens, it was done to control us, not to, it was by mistake or something. I don't think, you know, Lexus automobiles crash and burn. So how does a spacecraft crash and burn? I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense that that's what's really going on unless it was done with intent to leave technology in a slow process, like Carl Sagan might suggest.
Richard Allen Miller, this is USAPreparers.com. We get back, I'd like to just go back to radiometers for just a couple minutes, and then we'll get into the rest of the things.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Dallin Miller's with us. And Rick, we mentioned a radiometer a little earlier in the broadcast, and I'd just like to share with the audience what that really is. A radiometer is a bulb, but think of it like a little larger than a 100-watt light bulb with a clear glass envelope with a vacuum inside. Instead of a filament, it has a pin sticking up, and on that pin rests a revolving vane, or a rotating vane. Yeah, rotating vane, and the vane has four square-shaped pieces of very light metal. One side of the square is painted flat black, and the other is reflective white. And if you put light on this radiometer from one direction, the black side absorbs the light, the white side reflects it, and this thing will start to spin without any other force other than the light on it. And that was a very interesting phenomenon. And I have one of them in the studio that I've had since I was a child. And they were very interesting scientific device that you could buy, and they were probably about $7 back then. And I still have mine, Rick, and I've moved it everywhere that we've lived. I brought this radiometer with me, and that was the beginning of us actually seeing advanced technologies, isn't it, Rick?
Well, you know, using light as your source of energy rather than, you know, in terms of Fukushima, I have to say something. It took a million years for the Earth to stabilize radioactive particles and bring them down to a normal, stable form. And to go into a laboratory and create plutonium that took the Earth, you know, a million years to stabilize, and then have these as our primary source of fuel rather than light from the sun is crazy. It will never, it'll take the Earth another million years to restabilize that if it's just left on its own. And with the typhoons that are now hitting the Philippines today and tomorrow, with the loss of life, there will be loss of life probably tomorrow. I have to tell you that anything over a 7.4 again on Japan, we're going to see a potential extinction event occur. They're TEPCO, and they're trying to remove these radioactive rods. It's crazy. It's being managed by the Yakuza, a bunch of criminals. And they're taking individuals and within 1 hour are exposed to lethal doses of radiation. And the world isn't outraged. You know, what's going on right this moment, while Fukushima itself was not an extinction event per se, what's happening now very well might be. And what happens in the next 18 months will determine what kind of life is allowed to continue on Earth. It's kind of scary. And these kids out of Ryan, Oklahoma, some of the other places that have written to question this stuff, I would recommend that anybody listening to me right now on this radio, you become actively involved in writing at least 3 letters to congressmen, each one of you, to stop this nonsense and stop it now. I don't even understand why the media, the news media, is not reporting this. I'm not that great of a physicist, and it's quite apparent to me. I mean, Mike Adams, the health ranger, there's people out there that are even way more credible than I am talking about this, and Suzuki is talking now about the possible need to evacuate the entire West Coast. This is a top scientist talking about this, and yet the media hasn't even bothered to address these issues. I don't get it.
Rick, well, I do.
You know, we talked about, you know, Bill Gates, we talked about population control, you know, the search for Africa. All of these things is about greed and leaving the consequences to our children to resolve. It's not right.
Rick, you mentioned evacuate the West Coast. I assume you mean the West Coast of the United States?
Yes, that's exactly. It's in an article I sent you that you can post on your website this morning. I sent you a copy of that. That's Suzuki saying it. The top scientist himself, he's saying that there is a, if they mess up with this cleanup right now, it's finished. Japan is gone. And the entire West Coast of America will most likely need to evacuate. That's correct. That was in this morning's news.
Rick, you've mentioned on this broadcast several times that you recommend not eating seafood from the Pacific Ocean. And you know,
well, you can't do that now. That's already a given. They're already pulling bluefin tuna out of San Francisco Bay. You can see polar bear running across the tundra up in Alaska that have big patches of bear spots with tumors on them. It's already in the food chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the stock market is still roaring, and General Electric is still in business. It's absolutely unbelievable to me that General Electric is still in business. I would think that there would be a worldwide boycott of every single thing that they do.
Well, I'd like to know what Congress is doing about it. I wondered why Obama, during the presidential debates, never even talked about Fukushima.
Rick,
it's the second most important thing happening in human history right now, this moment, and yet nobody has picked up the mantle to start actually talking about it. Basically, all the nuclear reactors in most parts of the world now are turned off except those in America. And that's the first thing that needs to happen. The switch needs to be turned off immediately, and then all the budgets that remain for nuclear energy studies should all be directed toward cleanup. That's what needs to happen.
Rick, we talked about population reduction. We alluded that we're going to be discussing that today. Rick, I really believe that I figured it out. I think that everything that's happening to us is directly ties to population reduction. I'm talking about the immunizations. I'm talking about the dumbing down of our schools so that we can't really understand the world around us. Our children are being taught less and less. And they're being taught to regurgitate rather than to be creative thinkers. We are being fed genetically modified organisms. We are being poisoned with our food, with our additives. The air around us is toxic, the electromagnetic radiation. And if you add to that, Rick, the blackout about Fukushima, I really believe that the blackout about Fukushima has been used as a catastrophe that they're not letting go to waste, because in the population reduction scheme, they can say, well, it wasn't any particular company that did it. It was that darn tsunami. That's what
did
it.
Yeah, right. Blame it on God. That's right. That's right. Blame it on God. The sun is perhaps the single most important influence in our lives. It mm-hmm. sets up everything. And mm-hmm. so we're harped. You know, last night I was on a radio show and they asked, was this artificially done, you know, the tsunami and all of that. No, it wasn't, because they can actually show that the ocean floor increased when it shifted on that 9.4. It shifted almost 40 feet upward mm-hmm. on the ocean floor, causing the tsunami. Now, if anything over an 8 is going to take... 8.0 is going to take Japan out. And if Japan gets taken out during the cleanup process, that will be an extinction event. And right now, this very moment, there's the typhoon of typhoons going in to hit Indonesia and the Philippines. And I have to tell you, there will be loss of life, and what that does in the cleanup process, well, basically it stopped the cleanup process. And when you realize who's in charge of that with the Yakuza, it's nuts. It's crazy. They have no interest in humanity. It's all about greed. There it is.
So, Rick, just to restate for any new members of our class, nuclear power, we've created nuclear power by a reaction of radioactive materials, and we basically use those radioactive materials to boil water. And theoretically, we can control the reaction. But if something goes wrong and we can't keep the reaction cool enough,
well, it can go into... Well, that's the problem with the grid. And imagine if there was a terrorist attack in America that hit an ELF spike. You know, there was a RADCON 5 level alert in Ohio and Wisconsin less than four days ago. Nobody is talking about what it was, what caused that. We saw one that was probably due to fracking up in the Great Lakes region, but this one in Ohio, we don't really know. There was one interesting video that showed a comet that was coming down in that same general direction. And the only thing I could think of was the nuclear power plant that was in that Soviet satellite that got hit by one of our satellites and caused a bunch of debris to fall into the atmosphere. And my guess is that level five, by the way, Fukushima is a RADCON level five alert. And that means that it is life-threatening, and if it increases 60 times, there will be no way of knowing how much worse it got, because that's the highest they have is a level five. And Chernobyl was a level five. However, Fukushima has already dumped 6 times the nuclear waste that Chernobyl did. It gets worse. You know, basically,
Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought, and we'll come back to it right after the couple minutes of break that we're going to have. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations to signing petitions to writing your representatives to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're talking about Fukushima and how dangerous it is. Rick, there's a post on the internet that says that there have been many posts that talk about this, but this particular one says there's a million tons of Fukushima debris floating near the U.S. West Coast. So a lot of debris sunk right off the coast of Japan, but there's this, it's almost like a
big flotsam, yeah. It's going to hit San Francisco. They have a device that they've developed that theoretically, hopefully, will collect some of that as a guardian. What it does is it floats out there, and as the flotsam goes through it, it collects that material and sets it up for shipping to be able to pick it up and move it. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't have an answer to any of this right now. That's the alert, and I just found the interview that Suzuki did that I'll flip to you for your front page. It's worth listening to his questions and answers. It's amazing. The man is very knowledgeable, in my opinion, very credible, and I think worth everybody paying attention to it. Why this is not being covered by the major media now? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Well, it does. It's just kind of scary to realize that that's all we're good for in the way we look at things. We're just like the Matrix. So many Walmart shoppers in at two, so many BTUs out. It's crazy.
Rick, there's a scientist from the Marine Science Center at Oregon State University. His name is John Chapman. And he's saying that at first they were thinking, well, there's going to be some floating docks and
things like that. That last year. We had that dock that came into Bandon, or Gold Beach. Mm-hmm. It was down in Gold Beach. Had to dismantle it. It was about a million-dollar project.
Well, there's an image I'm looking at that there are floating capsized. There's a very large boat. There's a lot of timbers. It looks like there's a house, you know, or a commercial building. The roof
that you saw got loose has subsequently sunk up near Alaska, or they sunk it on purpose. But that ship
Okay, so here's what we've got, Rick. This scientist said that there are over 165 non-native species so far that they found from all this trash that's coming our way. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about kudzu. You know, on the East Coast, we had an erosion problem, and we brought some... Well, non-native, right? We brought some kudzu. There's no natural enemy for kudzu on the East Coast. So they plant this vine-like plant on banks and things that they just want to stop the erosion. And it grows about 5 feet a day. Well, if you have a neighbor and you don't like your neighbor... and it's a long distance away, you might want to plant just one little plant of kudzu. And in 2 years, his entire house will be covered with kudzu. I mean,
yeah.
And so here's
like
the point.
Candidate for solar alcohol.
Well, what I'm saying, Rick, is we've got 165 non-native species that have come over or are coming over from Japan,
and imagine
how many of us like
that they're currently enjoying because of the radiation. You know, I don't even know, but I think some of that flotsam is actually toxic, and that's what they're finding now in whale. The whale have actually got some of that shit in their gut, and it's killing them.
And how many of us like Japanese beetles? We didn't used to have Japanese beetles in this country. They're not American beetles, they're Japanese beetles. They're destructive. So we really need to be careful what we bring over here. And the ocean is a great way to prevent invasive species from coming over to America from other lands. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be back. We're going to talk more about Fukushima and population elimination. Population elimination. We come back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property tax and insurance while stopping your foreclosure
without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.